Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another new episode of Couch Talks. My name is Kat, and I am the host. Couch Talks is the special bonus episode of You Need Therapy that comes out every Wednesday, where I answer questions that you guys send in to Catherine@youneedtherapypodcast.com. Now, before we get going, just a little quick reminder that although I am a therapist, this podcast is not therapy. Therapy is just not that simple. We can't put it in podcast form for the masses. And you know what? I almost was like, oh, I wish we could. I don't really wish we could, because that would water it down. Which brings us to today's question. So this week's question does not come from my email inbox. It actually comes from Instagram. And it is a continuation of something we talked about last week. I talked about how not everything is trauma. And if you haven't listened to that, I highly recommend you go there first and then come back and join us here. I had a lot of people reach out and ask after I talked about that, and I talked about it on my stories as well. I had a lot of people reach out and ask, okay, if not everything is trauma, can you help us understand what trauma is? And well, yes, I can, and no, I can't. I can't tell you what is traumatic for you, because that is subjective and individual, but we can talk about what may constitute as trauma in general. So we can talk about very generally. This is not black and white. Most stuff is not black and white when it comes to therapy, which is the beauty of doing the work. So trauma can be anything that is less than nurturing. This means, because we are humans that are in relationship with other humans in a world made up of humans, we have all most likely experienced some form of trauma in our lives. Whether or not we realize it, that's a whole nother conversation. Now, I want to make it very clear that trauma does not sentence you to live a unhealthy life, and it doesn't sentence you to continue horrible, unhealthy behaviors and relationships and to be in despair. It doesn't do that. So just because somebody has experienced trauma doesn't necessarily they're going to have the same, I guess, consequences or aftermath or symptoms or whatever it is that somebody else has. Now, we have both big T and we have little T trauma. So let's talk about what that means. So a big T trauma would be something like a shock trauma, another word for it. And what most people think of when they think of trauma is shock traumas. And that's things like natural disasters, assault, abuse, rape, car crashes, war, any kind of sexual abuse, really. Now, while I would argue that the majority of people that experience those things will experience some adverse reactions after going through that, it doesn't mean everybody will. And depending on what the person who experiences this has experienced in life before and after, their attachment, their resources, etc., the effects of the trauma might look different, because it isn't always about what has happened either. So it's not always about the trauma and the exact trauma that happened. A lot of times the most important part of it going through and experiencing something like this might be if what happened has been processed or not. So that's another part there. Now, let's talk about little t trauma. So little t trauma can include things like bullying, loss of relationships, non-life-threatening injuries, emotional neglect, and anything that alters your view of yourself and how you relate to the world in a non-productive way. Now, what may not seem as a big deal to someone can actually have more of a negative effect on a person's emotional and psychological development based on their age, the frequency of the trauma, and the meaning they attach to it than, let's say, one of these big T traumas. So that's where I really can find some compassion and understanding of a lot of the information that even brought this conversation up that's been put on the internet. Is it is important to understand what little T trauma is and what emotional neglect is. It is important to understand that that stuff can have an effect on you, because a lot of people don't realize that. And then we are walking around asking ourselves what's wrong with us because we are having those adverse reactions and the effects of what that little T trauma has created, but we don't understand that anything even happened. So I do value and really appreciate the fact that we are trying to educate the world. My biggest issue with that is when the education is in the hands of the wrong person, we end up exploiting the fact that people are very interested in therapy and learning about themselves right now. And I don't like that. And when therapy and information and education is used as clickbait, it just really gets me going.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Now, I cannot stress enough that not everyone will experience the same things in the same way, where as one thing might be considered trauma to one person, someone else may not consider it that. It's not anybody else's job on the internet to make a distinction for somebody else. And that's why I said I can explain what trauma might be, but I can't tell you what trauma is or isn't for you. You are in charge of that. And you can have the help of humans, supportive humans and therapists and professionals, but I cannot tell you exactly what would be traumatic for you. This is based, again, on your own background, your unique makeup and your temperament. And again, you might experience, and that trauma might manifest in an individual way. There's a lot of very interesting and eye-catching videos and posts out there saying that if you do this, you probably have had experienced this. And honestly, maybe not. Sometimes we procrastinate because we do. Sometimes we are just lazy. Sometimes we don't like authority just because we don't. There doesn't always have to be a reason for everything. Sometimes it can be attached to something, but not always. And I really liked this post that a listener sent me, and I want to read it to you guys. And her post says, the picture, it says, "All traumas are injuries, but not all injuries are traumatic." And she was actually talking about the same post I was talking about from At Therapy for Women. I really like what she wrote in her caption. She said, "It's important to note that while not all trauma is a result of an emotional injury, not all emotional injuries are traumatic. And our pain is always valid. Whether or not something counts as trauma doesn't in any way negate our experience or diminish our pain. And pain does not equal trauma." And then she has a disclaimer. No one gets to tell you that your pain is or isn't trauma. You get to decide. An even better question is to ask, rather than is this trauma, is regardless of whether or not this is trauma, what do I need right now to feel safe and feel seen and feel supported? I thought that was awesome. And I really agree with everything that she said in that post. And I want to kind of wrap this up by saying, hear me say, I'm not here to invalidate anyone's experience. If you tell me that stubbing your toe on the corner of a couch was traumatic for you, I'm not here to say that it wasn't. I'm not in charge of that. I'm actually here to say it isn't anybody's job to define what trauma is for you. And I know it has been so helpful for so many people, like I said, to be opened up to the idea that little t trauma does exist and that there are things that you didn't realize could have affected you and that really have. And honestly, like so much shame has been released because of that. And so much healing has begun because of these realizations. And I am so grateful for that. But we really do have to be careful. One, telling other people what their experience is. And two, we need to be careful about why we are putting certain information out there and why we are also attracted to certain information. Am I attracted to this because it is trendy or, oh wow, it was like eye-catching, or am I posting this because I know it's going to get a lot of likes and I know, but is this my information to be giving out? And what do I even know about this information? And here's another point I want to add. I struggle even saying this, but for some reason, I feel like it's necessary to say, I believe that while our traumatic experiences are not our fault, oftentimes it then becomes our responsibility to do the healing. Nobody's going to do that work for us. Nobody can. And it sucks and it's so hard and it's not fair. But I wanted to say that because at the same time that I believe that, I can't go around just throwing that statement around, period, and then moving on, because what I just said could be really harmful to someone who has been struggling to heal. When it comes to trauma, most times it's not that simple. Like, it's not black and white, like I said in the beginning. There's too much gray area around for me to make blanket statements like that and then have no follow-up to it. Because there are always different factors at stake that affect a person's ability to heal. Again, resources, their mental health before, their mental health during, their mental health after, the ability for them to have support, the awareness of what's going on, manipulation. I mean, it can be like blaming someone for not leaving an abusive relationship, that their abuse is now their fault because they won't leave. That happens all the time, all the time. And if you don't believe that, you've probably been in conversations and not even noticed that somebody made a comment that suggests that. And here's the thing. Yeah, a lot of times it's our responsibility to leave a relationship that is abusive in whatever way. At the same time, not everybody has the same ability to leave. Like, really, can that person leave? Are they being threatened? Do they have resources? Do they have support? Are they brainwashed? Are they being brainwashed by their abuser or their partner? Like, we don't know enough information to just say something like that. It can just be damaging and invalidating and simplify that, mean and negligent. So all of that information to say, there is my long-winded short way, because at the same time, I did kind of give you cliff notes as much as I could. That's my way to explain what is trauma. Now, with all of that being said, this kind of wraps up my short, long-winded way to express and explain what trauma is. And when it really comes down to it, I can tell you what it looks like. I can tell you what it might be. I can tell you what sometimes it is, but I can't tell you exactly what it is for you because we are different humans. And I can't tell you exactly what it's going to manifest as because we are different people. And I can't tell you exactly how to heal from it because we are different people. I can tell you examples of all of those things and ideas of all of those things. But when it comes down to it, it can be individualized. So I feel like now I'm repeating myself because I really just want to, you know, bring that point home. But I hope that was helpful for some of you guys that might have been left a little bit confused. And I hope it opened your eyes a little bit more to exactly what this thing is that is being tossed all over the interwebs these days. And if you want to learn more about it, I really recommend you reading books like The Body Keeps a Score or Waking the Tiger, or, I mean, there's a million of them. So I can put a list up on Instagram for you guys. I'll do a highlight resource book list for you guys because I think that might be really helpful to get information from where we want to get the information. So I hope you guys have the day you need to have. I'm only doing one question because I took a lot of time for today's episode to answer that because I thought it was important. So if you guys have any questions, you can email me at Catherine@unitherapypodcast.com. You can follow the podcast at Unitherapy Podcast. You can follow me at cat.defada, and I will put up the resource list on my highlight so you can find that there. Go have the day you need to have, and I will be back Monday for an episode that I have been waiting for a very long time. I'm really excited. It's a highlight for sure. Okay, bye.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.